space it would take within the benches over there. And it was like about 15 feet by like 8 feet.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure yeah. I mentioned that.
Yeah, right.
Just so you know, Chief Johnson was 6'6".
You said life size.
Uh-oh. I need
$150,000. Truman Paul was life size.
Is that it, Mr. Johnson? Mr. Painter.
Thanks for coming for us, Dave.
Thank you.
A couple of questions. Do you have any idea how much is this going to weigh because of the fact
yes.
that the city's the dock, and every year they tear it up, put new boards down.
Right.
Piling. How much per square feet is an issue?
The figures are actually hollow. They're 250 pounds apiece. Seven is 1,750 pounds, not even 2,000. And the base will certainly not be beyond 2,000 pounds. It's going to be ferro cement.
Okay.
And it's going to look like a rock. But that'll be no problem for forklifts, because we're also going to put forklift slots in the base so they can be lifted up. I don't think 4,000 pounds is any problem for a forklift or a flatbed truck. And I was thinking we could put it on wheels. And we could pull it in the parade.
Yeah, put it on wheels. Someone's going
to
go.
I'll put brakes on it.
Other questions? Mr. Lannis. Oh, excuse me. Were you finished?
Just another question. Could you, for the benefit of those who don't know about KPAW, just briefly explain the funding that you have nailed down
yeah.
through them, through the city, or where, and your expectations, I guess, and the final question, and to roll this all together, are you under any final or any obligation with the foundry or KPAW or the city for this project because of your discovering your
well,
shortcoming?
I haven't signed the contract yet. I figured I better bring all this forth before I do, so everybody knows exactly what's happening, you know, and it's pretty clear once people look at the budget, if they or call the foundry themselves, there's not a scam going on here. I don't think I'm going to make any money, is what I'm saying. And as a matter of fact, the insurance man that I had to go see to fulfill the contract, he said, you know, you should think about starting a nonprofit organization. sounds like you're doing community service, is what he said. But I would like to be able to pay the people helping me. I mean, I intend to pay the people helping me if I have to. I mean, there's private funding, too, perhaps I could seek, you know, from the industries themselves that are going to be represented here. But we can do this. I really want to do it, and with your help, it will be done. I'm sorry.
I can just briefly let you know about KPAW. It's been going on for a couple of years. KPAW is a standing committee of the Arts Council. It's made up of a group of artists and community members, and the original funding, $150,000, came from Birth 3 Amenities. It was intended for amenities for Birth 3, and this is how they decided to use it. The city decided to use it. So KPAW got a group of other community members together to be a selection committee, and that selection committee went through 19 proposals from 16 different artists. Proposals were solicited from the entire state, Seattle and Portland, for these projects, and three projects were chosen. One is Stephen Jackson with Piling Caps Down on Thomas Basin. Another is Cami Walker from Willow, and those will be mosaic stained glass windows that will hang from the light poles on Birth 3, and then Dave's beautiful bronze piece.
And the pile caps, they've already been done, right?
No, these are different ones than what are already up. What you already see up by Salmon Letting, those are Terry Pyle's piling caps. Those were not funded by KPAW at all. Those were funded by individuals and
by
himself.
Terry.
Yes.
Okay. So out of the $150,000, what was designated for your project?
$101,500.
Okay.
See, there's three stops in this process, and I asked the guy, just tell me how much it's going to cost for, like, one bronze figure. And the figure he gave me, I thought was the whole thing. It was just the bronzing. And it was in the rush of the situation, the Monday, I was in a panic, of course. But if it's just a matter of money, then because the idea is there and the ability to make it happen is there. It's just paying the bills at the foundry. And okay, I'm finished.
Thanks. Mr. Lannis.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Your Honor. Mr. Rubin, you heard a commenter before you encouraging us to consider a process with community groups for those CPV funds. And in essence, this has already happened with the KPAW vetting. But if there is the desire for some additional consideration of this project in light of the desire, and this comes from the Assembly as well, from our retreat, to have identified projects and to be able to not just shoot here and shoot there, but make sure that we're focusing on the things that community groups desire, as well as the things that the Assembly and individuals want to see happen. Is that a process that you can? What is your time frame? Is that a process that you can work within?
My first sense of a time frame was the first stop is where the actual maquette, the clay model that we're going to make, that we bring it to Portland, they scan that and then they enlarge it to a foam, life-size, you know, figure. To get on his schedule, you have to put half down. So before you even get scheduled, you have to put down the money there. So that, I think that's the beginning of the time frame. With knowing that it's going to happen, my sister will come here and we will start on the maquette immediately.
When do you have to sign a contract with?
Well, they sent me two drafts now, and I'm going back to them with my changes. I'm arranging the insurance right now. That should be done by the end of this week. And so it's still, you know, like I said, the dock reconfiguration, because initially the KPAW called and said, are you going to be able to move this? I said, yeah, because they were figuring it was going to be there. We set up May and November of next year as installation times in the RFP. Again, that's not going to be possible for me. Unless we just do like maybe four figures, maybe then it is possible. It could be, but that's as far as so the contract, I have it. It's gone back and forth a few times. The insurance, once that's all settled, so I'm not in obligation yet, but I will be once I sign the contract. Yes, which is getting close.
Okay.
So I have to know that I'm going to be able to do it.
Getting close means what? Within that,
I would say
two weeks
to 3 weeks, maybe.
Because what my concern is that we have to give direction to our manager at some point.
Right.
As whether yay, nay, bring this back, bring that back. So we need to have some type of framework to work within.
So I'll say 2 weeks. I can come back with the definitive answer of what is happening with the initial step, which is the signing of the contract.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Thank you.
Is that enough time for you?
I can't say before we've discussed everything around the table and with the manager and has had his input to see what could and couldn't be done.
I mean, I could be given direction on, like, you have this much time, and I could I'm not sure I can speak for the city or the insurance man. He'll be done by the end of the week, the insurance man.
Thanks.
Just a comment in the back.
Just like I said, the Downtown Steering Committee does support Dave's and would like, if possible, you consider his appropriation of funds. We've talked about it. It's been discussed. There's been a lot of community feedback, and we do give him our support and hope that this can get done as a city-borough conjunction. Thank you.
Other questions, Assembly members? Hearing none, thank you very much for your time.
I want to thank everybody who came here to support me. Thank you.
Other citizen comments?
Your Honor, gentlemen, bounce around. David Wheeler, Whipplespur. Some thoughts. Elizabeth Paratovich did a lot. Courageous and determined woman. That tree at Whale Park with the little flowers on it is one of the most beautiful things in Ketchikan. I'm glad you're considering the building next door, putting an RFP out for replacement. It's got some mold in it that's quite serious, the most serious mold there is. And the other thing is saving the North End beaches. I'm glad you're considering that. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it, sir. Other citizen comments?
I'm Jim Mitchell. I live at 4592 South Tongass Highway, and I'm president of the Ketchikan Outdoor Recreation and Trails Coalition. I just want to add our support to and appreciation of the borough's consideration of finding some way to acquire public ownership of the South Point Higgins and perhaps portions of Coast Guard Beach. I just want to mention in that process that there's a separate, that could be a somewhat long process or a lengthy process. There's a shorter timeline for deciding what to do with the trails grant, which has been approved, and that we have until July 30th to accept that. And that requires a five-year public access agreement with Mental Health Land Trust and a firm location of the trail agreement on that, and then all the permits, mainly a core permit in place. So I appreciate being involved at representing the Trails Coalition, being involved with the borough and the borough staff in discussing it, and we strongly support it as an organization. So thank you. If there's any questions.
Any questions, Assembly members? Thank you very much, sir. Appreciate your time. Other citizen comments?
Good evening. I'm Renee Schofield, a resident of Pinnock Island, and I also own Tonga Substance Screening and Alaska Star Training Institute here in Ketchikan as well as in Iowa. And I wanted to come before you tonight to speak in reference to the sales tax issue. I am a member of a group of citizens that meet on a regular basis called the Vision Group, and we've talked about this sales tax deposit issue since we've started meeting early last fall. This is one of the things that we find is a stumbling block as people come to my office and kind of look at, could I start a business and what could I do here? That's kind of been one of those things. It's a large amount of money that they need to put down. So I appreciate that you're going to get rid of that for us. I think it's an important thing, especially for small business owners who are paying insurance and buying their business license and getting things going and getting their product ready. And then have to come and pay the sales tax deposit. So I appreciate that it's going away, and you're going to work towards that. It does clearly say that the borough is recognizing the need and the opportunity for people to get into business and get started. I appreciate Todd's comments about the people who come here for a few months and then leave, and I do see that as a problem, but I think there's a different mechanism that perhaps we can find to go about that. Also wanted to bring you up to speed on a couple little things I've been doing recently in terms of growing businesses and entrepreneurs in Ketchikan. And part of that, I'm working closely with the SBA, Norm Proctor, who is the Northwest Division Director, as well as Amy Lee out of Juneau, the SBDC out of Jason Deneen, who's the State Director. Both will be coming back to Ketchikan in March. Amy has already nailed down her dates, and Jason's working on that, so that we can get some people who might have business plans, get them ready and get them going, hopefully for the spring of the 2009 season. So we're working on that and trying to make those things happen, and meeting with some economic development specialists, more specifically in Fairfield, Iowa, which is the number 17 in the nation for entrepreneurial development. That's a little tiny community that's just said, okay, we're going to be the leader in this, and they've really stepped up. So I'll be visiting them in March to see what they've got going on and hopefully bring back some ideas about how we can grow business in Ketchikan. I appreciate this first step. I think it's an important one, and I thank you for it. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Other citizen comments?
Good afternoon. My name is Linda Randall. I'm chair of South Tongass Service Area Fire and Water, and you have under reports Trevor Sandy is going to report to you on our water for South Tongass and the project. We've been working with him closely for the past year and a half, 2 years, doing a great job. He is. We're getting really excited. It might even come to fruition, get some bids out this year. So I'm here after he presents. If you have anything, that's all I'm here to tell you is I'm here to back him. So call me if you need me.
Thank you. Other citizen comments?
Seeing that my name was brought up about that comment on the sales tax, I'd just like to respond that there's a personal comment that I made. It has nothing to do with the Downtown Steering Committee, nor the Catching and Visitors Bureau, which I'm on the board as well. What I'd like to add to that comment, I didn't say as far as that there should be an alternative. I think one great alternative might be a monthly sales tax for those people. So at the end of each month, they should have to pay the sales tax in lieu of putting up the money. I'm not saying to either have it or not, but as you said, other alternatives for it, but not just until the business gets going. Not that it should be a burden, just so it's understood.
Thank you. Other citizen comments?
Hi, my name is Ray Troll. I live at 627 Garden Street. Dave didn't know I was going to talk tonight, but he asked me to be here. I just totally support this idea. I think it's going to be one of the most major pieces of art here in Southeast Alaska. I think it's I'm part of the K-Paw group that started up about a year and a half or so ago. And I've known Dave for about 25 years, and I can assure you that anything that Dave puts his hand to is always an incredible thing. He's one of the most creative people I know. If you're not familiar with all of the work he's done around town, it includes a recent piece with Terry Piles, who's going to help him out in this project, at Show and Bar, an incredible mural at McPherson's Music, and then the whale. The whales versus the killer whales, and that's in a private collection. The bears and the killer whales are fighting. It's down at the Alaska Mining Company. It's kind of a hidden away masterpiece, really. It's a really incredible piece of work. Besides that, he's a great songwriter. He's all around nice guy. But I think that, you know, other than that, he's not running for anything, but this is, maybe he should. I think this is really a very incredible piece of artwork. It really, going through the K-Paw process, the committee was chosen of citizens and working people in town. This came to the top of the pile of proposals. Everybody loved it. And Dave did kind of misjudge things, and then we found out, oops, well, this is really going to maybe cost more. But yet he's smart enough to, you know, work with the people that can really make it happen. And I know he's been scrambling, talking to all kinds of folks. He's enlisted his sister, who's also an incredible sculptor. And I think this will really help. We're already on the map, and because of all the great art that we've had going on in this town for a long, long time and stretching back for thousands of years, of course. But I think this will really say who we are, and I think it's a great piece of art, and it's going to last forever, actually. And it will be here for thousands of years. Bronze does not go away. Anyways, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir. Other citizen comments?
Mayor Williams and members of the Assembly, I'm Patty Mackey, resident, reside at 361 Buren. I'm also here tonight to support Mr. Rubin, as well as just the general sense that I see some really good things happening with the borough these days, and I need to say that that's a breath of fresh air. I do spend a little bit of my professional time figuring out how to attract visitors to Ketchikan, and so with that experience in mind, I just want you to know how much I have enjoyed the last few months working with Mr. Bockhorst, getting to know Mr. Williams, and I also appreciate Mr. Harrington's leadership on the liaison committee for planning. I think the planning aspect has been sadly lacking due to a lack of resources or direction, I'm not sure which, but it's really great to see that this process is in place. When it comes to tourism, we all know it's a huge part of our economy. The ability for a community to present its culture, its history, and in Ketchikan, when we have the resource that we have in the production and the productive artists in this community, it would be a real shame not to consider how much of an impact presenting artistic projects in the community, having public art in its place, will make for people who come and visit here, as well as the quality of life of residents. So as you heard from our board chair, while the Bureau supports a process, which I think we should have and which I believe is a responsibility as we go work all through of this, I just want to encourage you to keep in mind that art and the ability to really educate our visitors about who we really are, not only in our history but today as a community, is a very important part of our how we present ourselves, and will help protect that economic part of the picture that is tourism here. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Other citizen comments?
Good evening. Chuck Schlegel, 683B Forest Park. And I just wanted to speak on behalf of Dave's project here. I think that if there's anything to be done just to prod it along, I'm not sure what's the deal was as far as bidding it out and such, but as an opportunity on part of the borough just to take something that's going to be a high quality. And I think that having a piece of art that really helps keep the authenticity of Ketchikan is a good thing. These are stories that people will understand. Each of the characters will understand, so it's not something that's going to be difficult for people to get off the ship and see. And when somebody walks by this and looks at it, spends a little time, their sense of Ketchikan, and even as they go on to explore Saxman or the Native art or our different parts, it'll change the story of Ketchikan, because you're starting off almost with an invitation to the rest of the town. So I just think that this particular piece of art is unique in that way, both in how authentic it is to the community and how it'll be an invitation as they go by there to the rest of town, and something that quite often we struggle with. How do we create something that isn't too superficial or plastic or like the rest of the world? This will be truly unique to Ketchikan if you can brought it along. That's it.
Thank you very much, sir. Other citizen comments?
My name is Nathan Jackson, 5972 Roosevelt Drive. I concur with Rachel and Chuck. You know, I went to the basketball game, and I know that in the community of Ketchikan, rainy day projects are pretty important, and especially art. And as has been mentioned, this piece would last a lot longer than some of the wooden ones that we do. And speaking about competition, we compete with Juno, and they have a nice bronze piece, several nice bronze pieces. Now, we might have a big dock, but I think for the people that are coming through, what we want to do, and what I've done anyway, is help put Ketchikan on the map. And being that it's the first stop, that's kind of the promotional type of thing that we want to do. And it's encouraging to me for seeing some art pieces that go up, and especially my son, who is young artists and people that really create the art here for Ketchikan. And so that's basically my punch. Is, you know, I generally don't say too much, so I'm go back. But, you know, and it's easy enough to ramble on about these things. But, you know, to me, all this becomes very important. And we're trying to impress upon you that if they're important for us, that they should be just as well important for you. Now, I've done some artwork in Saxman, which is not too far away. Done some work for Totem Bite. That's a little bit further away. And a little bit around southeastern Alaska, but also abroad. So just do what we like to do. Enjoy what we like to do. I'm not a carpenter. I don't work behind a desk. And I don't carry a cell phone. Oh.
Other citizen comments? Other citizen comments? Hearing none, we'll close citizen comments. Moving on to public hearing for Ordinance 1465. Stand at ease for a moment.
Signed up for that, Your Honor.
No one signed up. This officially closes the public hearing for Ordinance 1465. What's the wishes of the Assembly?
Your Honor, I move to adopt Ordinance 1465.
Second.
Been moved and seconded for adoption. Discussion? Mr. Selzar?
I would like to amend it from 20 days to 30 days. There's three places in the ordinance where it has to take place.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to amend from 20 days to 30 days. Any discussion on the amendment? Mr. Thompson?
Thank you, Your Honor. I guess I'd like to hear from staff if that's going to cause them any operational difficulties. It occurs to me that as I was reading through here, I had the same thought, but I decided not to make that motion. Because I thought that perhaps it would cause problems for staff. So if you would indulge me, I'd like to ask the manager if they would concur with 30 days.
Ms. Pupp. Through the mayor, there's a statement in the printed agenda statement that the finance department has certain obligations in terms of billing that has to be carried out within a 30-day period, and that's why the date was originally set for 20 days. That would give the finance department opportunity to carry out its responsibilities. So if the Assembly would like to hear more on that, I would, with your permission, invite Mr. Houts to the podium.
Well, I guess what I'm hearing is staff says stick with 20.
That was the staff's recommendation, yes.
Other discussion on the amendment? Hearing none. Roll call vote, please.
Painter?
Yes.
Sarber?
No.
Thompson?
Pass.
Harrington?
No.
Kiefer?